702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
23 after 8. Now news from elsewhere in the world. Adam, will start with renewed Russian attacks, widespread missile strikes in Ukraine.
Yeah, they've raining down all over Ukraine yesterday, and we know that Kyiv got hit again. But in the course of this, of course, we also know that a missile, and a Russian-made missile, it appears, hit a little bit of Poland, so across the border from Ukraine. Now, at this stage, Joe Biden has even suggested he doesn't think that Russia necessarily fired the missile, but we don't quite know whether this is a deflection or a Ukrainian use of a Russian missile or what it means. But we're talking about a Russian missile hitting a NATO country. And at which point, if it triggers Article 5, that's retaliatory action. Oh boy, fingers hovering on the red button. If it's not on purpose, then it's triggering Article 4. That means let's think and consult. And in all cases, thinking and consulting sounds like a pretty smart move. But do you know what? When I went to bed last night, I wasn't at all sure. I was thinking, this is a bit scary and a bit hairy.
I would imagine that's why, I suppose, if you are Joe Biden, you've got to try and downplay it as much as you can. Because as you say, once it is confirmed, or if it were to be confirmed that this was indeed a deliberate action by the Russians, then we enter into a whole new period of history, I'm afraid. All right, talk to me about the Dutch gas ban.
Yeah, banning the use of a different kind of gas. Yes, that kind of gas, nitrous oxide, laughing gas, because of concerns about health risks. The fact is that a little tiny bit of it, probably not so harmful. I mean, dentists used to give it, didn't they? Probably still do in some cases. But there's become a wave of particularly young adults and teenagers buying it just for a little instant high. And the trouble is, it causes problems, big health problems. So the Netherlands has decided that there's also even a link with road traffic accidents. They say specifically laughing gas has played a part, in 1,800 traffic accidents in the Netherlands for the past 3 years, two a day, because of these little silver canisters that you can buy. I can't think it's only a Dutch thing, but they've certainly acted.
Well, Adam, talk to me about chocolate stars, scientists defining elements of the universe.
Yes, neutron stars, first discovered over 60 years ago. Now, German scientists have had a look at them. They reckon they finally worked out the structure, a mystery until now. They reckon that these neutron stars, which is they're essentially supermassive stars that collapse and become so dense and compact, like the sun collapsing into something the size of Joburg or London or something like that. So huge mass into a tiny sphere. And they reckon it equates to a chocolate praline. So this is from the Goethe University in Frankfurt. And they say neutron stars behave like chocolate pralines. Light stars are like those that have a hazelnut in their center. We're talking Ferrero Rocher territory here, aren't we? Heavy stars are more like those chocolates where there's a hard layer and then a soft filling, the kind you might get in a selection box. But I suppose as a way of framing it, you think, yeah, I can get my head around that. I can get my head around a universe filled with Ferrero Rocher. I'm just looking forward to the Goethe University now studying the composition of the Milky Way, the galaxy, and Mars, and wondering what on earth they could come up with.
Sorry, I was just wiping my mouth there because, wow, you paint a pretty picture. Thank you, Adam Gilchrist. Great stuff, as always.